Weiter in Shas, we're in Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis, picking up on Ayin Alpha Beis, about a Baam, about a Peis, about a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Zok Da'alik Mishnah. Ben Saru Mora Nidon Al Shem Sofo, he's judged for something that didn't yet happen. It's something that will happen in the future. Yomus Zaka Ve'al Yomus Chayim, it's better to die now, before he does something wrong, Zaka clean, rather than die Chayim. Shem Yisus and Shorosayim, Anasal Heba, Anasal La'olam, Anasal La'olam. For the death of Russia, it's good for them and for the world. Rashi says, She'en Mosifon Lachto, they don't end up doing more virus, and also for the world, Shashakta Kala Aretz. Right, we don't have to deal with all the craziness. Let's tzaddikim. However, if you're dealing with tzaddikim, then it's ra'lahem, it's bad for them, ra'lahem, it's bad for them and for the world, because they could have done more zchuyos, and it's bad for the world, because they protect us, and they give, you know, mussar to actually change our ways to do great things. Yayin v'shein al rishayim, like we discussed yesterday, yayin, wine, v'shein, and sleep is for wicked people. Hana lehen, b'hana lehen, is good for them and for the world. V'la tzadikim ra'lehem v'ra'lehem, for tzadikim is bad for them and bad for the world. And what you want to rishayim to be drunk and sleeping. Rashi says, kol zman, sheshosen v'yishleinim, enim chotem v'enim marayim l'boyers. They're not going to be doing, you know, virus and bad things to the world. And but tzadikim, when they're sleeping, they're not doing Torah, v'ra'lehem, sa'at Torah, shehen oskin, protects the generation. Shem is batlin, prayers b'alam, and then bad things happen to the world. And we don't want bad things to be happening to the world. Therefore, it's bad for them and bad for the world. Pizu the Rishayim, if you scatter the Rishayim, Hanala Hembanala is good for them in the world, but Sadiqim Rala Hembanala is bad for them and for the world. Kinus Rishayim, gathering of Rishayim, Rala Hembanala is bad for them in the world. Let Sadiqim Rala Hembanala is good for them and good for the world. Shekel Rishayim, tranquility for the Rishayim, Rala Hembanala is bad for them and bad for the world. The Sadiqim Rala Hembanala is good for them and it's good for the world. Right? Because then you get to choose what you want to do. So for Rishayim, if you have, you know, if there's a quiet time over there and they have a lot of time, they go ahead and they could use it to do bad things. But Tzadikim use it to do good things. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Beis Amid Alf. See, time can be the most incredible thing or the worst thing, depending on what you use it for. Tanya, Zok Da'alik B'raisa, Rabbi Yosef Gli Yomer, Rabbi Nesha Achal Shachal Zet, Tartem or Basar, because he had that amount of Basar. This is a Chesiluk Yayin Talkin, he had this type of wine. Amid Tor Yetzi Lebeisim, he's really Scottish, thinking about to be killed? Like, what's going on over here? This guy, what did he do already? Ella, higia Torah l'sof daito shaben Tzarmora. The Torah is coming to the end of his das of this Ben Tzarmora. Shesof begami nichsei aviv soon. He's going to, you know, finish up all the property of his father. Vakish limudov in a mutzi is going to want, you know, to keep up his addiction. He's not going to be able to do it. If he also purchases dochem, last of his priest, he's going to go down to the crossroads, and he's going to steal from people. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Yom HaZakeh, Yom HaZakeh, it's better to die Zakeh and not die Chayev. Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Hanol Hem, Hanol Le'olam, Le'atzikim, Rala Hem, Le'olam, Le'olam, Shenu V'yayin, V'yayin, Hanol Hem, Hanol Le'olam, Tzadikim, Rala Hem, Le'olam, Shekel Le'olam, Tranquility for Shem, Rala Hem, Le'olam, Tzadikim, Hanol Hem, Hanol Le'olam, Pizel Le'olam, Hanol Hem, Le'olam, Tzadikim, Rala Hem, Le'olam, Zok, the next Halakha Mishnah. Hababa Machteres, a very famous Adaya. The Torah says, what happens to a guy who tunnels his way into somewhere, then what do? The Torah says this person should be killed. Nidon Hashem Sofo, he is judged for the end. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Dolo Katel Mikatel Maktel Mishum de Sofo Leharag Baal Abayas Kishamut Kenegdel Hatsimamono. You break into my house, you're going to confront me. I want to save my stuff. I'm going to confront you. You're going to try to kill me because of the fact that I want to protect my stuff. I'm going to then kill you for doing such a thing. So, let's say, you came into the house. You broke a barrel on the way in. What's the din? Im yeshlo damim. If you, the ganav, if you have blood, then I'm not allowed to go. I'm not allowed to kill you. Says Rashi, Yeshalom Chayiv, meaning you have to now pay for the barrel that you broke. Says Rashi, Emeinu Roi Laharig. If this is a person not Roi for me to kill, could go an Av Ala Ben. Tyler Commander Ina Ben Rashai Laharig Esav. If a son can't kill the father, he's a Baba Mechteres. A Baba Mechteres, Mishum Drachmane. The Rachmei Ha'av Ala Ben, because the father has mercy on his son and he'll never kill the son. V'lo Baal Iske Nefashas V'yav Akai So normally a ganav comes in, he wants to take the money, I want to save my money, I'm willing to fight for that, and then you'll kill me, I'll kill you, we'll kill each other, oh lovely. But if my father breaks in, even though he's going to want to steal from me, if he sees me fighting for it, he's not going to kill me. Not for such a thing. Therefore, he's chayev. Im ain lo damim, but if he doesn't have any damim, meaning is someone who's going to try to kill me, rashis kishoshar adam, other people that rishos abalabais to go and kill him, then patim l'shalim. Again, understand, if my father breaks in, since he won't kill me, therefore I'm not allowed to kill him, and therefore he's going to be chayev. But if it's someone who does come and he's willing to kill me, I am allowed to go and to kill him. I rishos abalabais to kill him, therefore you're going to be patir to go and pay, because chiv misa v'chiv tashlumin, b'ayin kechad, you have the chiv of death and of paying coming at the same time. And even though Shenitzel Patim and Atashlumin, someone who saved his Patim from paying, the Kaimelon Chaive Miso Shogigan, Kigon Shalo, Hisuan of the Rasra, Imashal Mon, Mashem, Shem, Hemisa, Afri Shem Nargan. So, in this case, if there is Dam Chaive, if Ainlo Dam Patim is going to be Patim. Says Gemara, Rava, my time at the Machteris, what is the reason for saying someone gets caught in this tunnel? Well, Machteris is a tunnel. If you come to the house like that, then why is it that we kill him? It's like to you, a person who doesn't have any blood. And he's like, he has no shama, you're allowed to go and kill him. For the Gemara, chazaka ain't the mamin, that's when I'm mono, that a person's not going to back down from protecting his property. And therefore the ganav says to himself, if I go in there, and he comes against me, he's not going to let me go and steal from him, and if he comes against me, I'm going to go and kill him. But if someone's coming to kill you, you kill him first. So since this guy who's breaking in full well knows he may confront me, it's going to be a battle, and he's going to be willing to go and kill me, therefore, I'm a Hoshkam Largo. I'm a Rav. Let's say a person comes, they break into a, through the tunnel. And then he goes out and he takes a kli and then he walks out. Potter is going to be Potter from going and returning it, even if they're still there. My time, why is the guy Potter from going and returning it? Bidamim Kananu, because with his blood he acquired it. Right, since he could have been killed during this whole thing, he's Potter from having to pay anything. Says Rashi, that is Bidame Nafsho. With the blood of his life, Kanam, he acquired it. Holvin Eschayv Misa, B'lekachim Eschayv Misa, the penalty he took it. In fact, the Gemara, or bring another opinion here, Amar Rava, Mistabim Milsadra B'Sheshiber. Rav is talking about a case when he actually broke the kli, the less that's not there anymore. That's what he's going to be put from paying. Well, not the low, but if he just took it and it's still there, that doesn't make any sense that the guy would have been Chayv Misa, but the thing is still there. Return it. Go and give it back. Rashi explains over here that Mistaber, Mistabim Milsa derived the Potter, B'Sheshavar, Bein Achshav, Bein Lacher Zman, whether you broke it now or after, is the list of it is not there anymore. The Tashlumin Mididei, Lometzin Lechiyuvim Komisa, because if a person is about to die and then he breaks something while doing that, so if it comes later, Derabim Neishtekel, well, not alone. Mistabim Milsa derived the Potter, but Gavan, the Kavan, the Kaiman, Hein, Kol Hecha, the Istu, the Mirayu Ninu, the Einze, Chayu, the Tashlumin, the Pikadim, the Almaninu Gabay. This isn't like a payment that's going on. It's the actual, you're returning the thing that you have of the person in your possession. The Elohim, and by the Lord. By the Lord, I'm a Rav, a Filanata. Oh, Rav comes back and he says, even in case we just took it and it's still there. He still goes and he can keep it because still he acquired it with his blood. Amazing. He's not agreeing with him. He's saying even if it's still in existence, he gets to keep it. Why is that? Well, let's play this out. Daha yeshlo damim venensu. Let's talk about a case where a person yeshlo damim. Yeshlo damim means that he's not considered dead and you can't kill him. Like, for example, if a father breaks into the son's home, he's tunneling in over there, you can't kill him. Let's say he goes and he steals something in the process over there, and then he goes and takes it, venensu, and then something happens, an onus, and it breaks or whatever, chayev, then the ganav is going to be chayev to go pay for it. How come? So it must be that alma birshu se kaimu. It must be that the stolen goods are considered in the burglar's possession. There is property, and therefore he has to go ahead and he has to absorb the loss of what occurred over there and paying back. So Al-Khanami Birshu say Kami here also, in the case where his mutter to go to kill the person, we say that the stolen stuff are in the possession of the burglar. They become his property. And since he could have been killed over there, therefore he was koneh through that dam over there, he gets to keep it. Says Gemara Velo, he really is no good. Ki okamina rachmanav rishosei, when does the Torah give the stolen stuff to the ganav? Leinyan onsin, it's only in reference to an unavoidable accent of leinyan mikneh, in terms of acquiring something. Rishosei demarayu kaimi, they were to remain in the possession of the original owner, even though you took something from me and you have it in your house, it remains in my possession. So he's not acquiring what he steals, he's just holding on to it. Midi to have a shol, this is just like a case of a borrower. It was going to be chayev for an ones, even though he doesn't own the object that he has. So nice try. Says the Gemara, Tanan, let's just back up, Rava, though. If we have in our Mishnah, but Machteris and Shiva is a chavis, let's say he's going to Machteris, and he breaks a barrel while he's doing that. Yeshul damim. If he has damim like the father, he couldn't kill him. Chayv is chayv. Ain't no damim potter. If not, then he's going to be potter. Oh, what does that tell you? Time with the Sheba, the reason why the second din it's going to be potter is because he broke it. Ain't no damim potter. Right, in this case, that where ain't no damim, like he's considered dead, then he's going to be potter for paying. Hanata lo. That means that if he just took it and he didn't break it, he's not going to be off the hook. He has to return it, which goes according to Rava, what he said against Rav. Gemara knocks us off. Who didn't feel nothing? Nami. It's possible you could say that that law applies even where he goes and he took it, and it's still there. Even there, he can be exempt from returning it, like Rav says. Vahadaka tani shibra sechavish. What's the reason why? He's a lashon of shibra sechavish. Kamash v'lon dechi yesh lo damim is coming to teach you in the case where the guy has damim. Even though it breaks, he's still going to be chayev. I'm going to go, what? Pshita. Mazuko. The guy's a mazuk. First, he has to pay. No, hakamash malan. The filu shalom kavana. Even if he breaks it, shalom kavana, he's still going to be chayev in this case. So Rav still could be alive. So he's going, my kamash malan, what are you telling us? Adam mod la'olam. Right? Why would you have thought that the person's going to be off the hook? We know in Limbavakama. Adam is considered Mu'ad the Olam, he's always responsible. Tanina. My Kamash Malan. What are you coming to tell me? That Adam Mu'ad the Olam? We don't need that because Tanina, we have that in Mishnah. Adam Mu'ad the Olam. Bein Bishog, Bein Beis, Bein Be'od, Bein Meratzon. There was going to be Chayef to pay any damage he does. So then the Gemara's Mashmos is correct, the original one, that if a ganav, who is chayev, to be killed, didn't break what he took, he's going to be chayev to return it, which knocks off the way that Rav says differently. And for the Gemara, kasha. Okay, good kasha on Rav. But we don't knock him out. Now, but let's try to knock off Rava. Masav Rabibi Bar Abaye. Wow. Masav Rabibi Bar Abaye. Hagonev kis b'shabbos. Someone goes and steals a wallet, and there's money on it. It's still on Shabbos. And what happens is, Rashi says, Shekbiu v'kanu b'agba chayv l'hachzir v'alfagav shotzio achakach v'shisram. Even though it's v'shisram, and when a person goes on Shabbos v'shisram, it's chayv b'otzasso misa, it's chayv misa. But he still has to go and pay. Going to kiss b'shabbos, chayv. It's going to be chayv. Why? Shorin is chayv b'geneva. Called the Mishavah the Days of Shabbos. These are two separate things. It wasn't like a Kum Libby the Rabbi Bine situation. Rather, what happened was he picked it up, he was going it. And then he went outside with it, he's Chayv Misa. Rashi's Mishul Chi of Misa, Haba Allah, La'acher Mikain, Enu Miftar, and Ashul, not putter from having to pay. Hayo Megari Yotze, let's see, he was dragging it out. He didn't actually lift it up to Hagba, Kinya Abba. But he took it and he pulled it out into the street, then putter is going to be putter. Shari Isser Genev, Isser Skila, Bain Gachad. Now you have Otsa. But the Geneva and the Skila, and the Geneva and the Otsa, which is Skila, happened at the same time. Now, it's saying that a God over here that's subject to being killed is going to be putter if I'm going to return this wallet that's still there, which goes against Rava. Oh, and with the Gemara of Hilchasa, Shadinu Benara. No, we can say the lacha is the Braisa is only potter this ganav where he threw it into the river, so that it's no longer here. But if it was here, he would have to go and return it. Rava. So we have here Machlokas Rav and Rav. If it's still in existence, you return it or not. Rava says yes, Rav says no. Rava ignivule dichre b'machtarta. There were rams that were stolen from Rava by a ganav who was above machtaris. He came to the machtaris. Adrunin yale v'lo kablinu. And the burner, the robber, this burglar, he returned the stuff to Rava, but he didn't accept them. Interesting. He didn't accept them. Rav is the one who says that if it's still there, you have to return it. But he still didn't accept it. Amar said, Hol v'nafik b'pumi d'Rav. Since it came out of the mouth of Rav, I'm going to go and follow what Rav said, that even if it's Be'ain, you don't return it. Okay, we have two psukim that we have got to look into in order to understand what we're about to read right now. And that is, one pasuk says that im b'machteres yimotzei ganav v'hukav v'meis ein lo damim. If this ganav is discovered while he's tunneling in and he's struck and he dies, there's no blood on his account. And number two is im zarcha shemesh alav damim lo. If the sun shines on him, then damim lo, he has damim. Shalim shalim, he's got to go pay. Im ein lo, he has no, and if not, then... if he has nothing, then benimkar biganibasa, he should get sold in his stealing. Now the Gemara says, Tanar Banan, ein lo damim, it says that he has no damim, and then we have another pasuk, zorcha shemesh alav, the sun shines on him. V'chi shemesh alav bilvad zorcha, so the sun only shines on this ganav? What does that mean? Ela, im bari lecha adavar kashemesh, if it's clear to you like the sun, she'ein lo shalom imach, that there's no sun, that there's no peace with him on you, meaning he's going to go and he's going to kill you. If you try to save yourself, Hargay, go and kill him. V'am lav, I'll tell you, but if you're not clear that he's going to kill you, then you don't kill him. And according to this, the person who lives there can kill this guy only if you know he's going to kill you if you hold back. When was another place that we had in this Masechta that something about clear like the day, not clear like the sun, but clear like the day. So it's just a test for all y'all out there. However, we have another statement which says as follows: Tanya Dachan Braisa, Im Zorcha Shemesh Alav Damim Lo. If the sun shines upon him, then he has blood. V'chiyas Shemesh Alav Bilvad Zorcha is only on him. Ela Im Bar Lecha Kashemesh Sheyesh Lo Shalom Yimchal Al Targeyu. If you're certain that he has peace with you, then you'll kill him. V'im Lav, then if not, then Hargeyu. Then you go and you kill him. So according to this, if it's the opposite direction, if you have a suffix that will kill you, you kill him. According to the other one, SBV is going to kill you. Kashya stam on stam. We have a kashya stam on stam. What do we do with this? Says Gemara, lo kashya. Beep, turn the page. Ayin beis, amud beis. Kan be'av al ben. Kan be'ben al ha'av. This first brisa, it's talking about a father who comes to the son. In that case, the son has to assume that his father is not going to kill him, unless you know for sure he's going to. And the other one is talking about when the ben al ha'av, that is to be certain that he's not going to kill you. You have a suffix, then you go ahead and the father would have to kill him, which is very sad. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol da'asi alei b'chtarta kedilhe. Like, I don't care. Anyone who brings my house, I'm going to kill him. L'bar mir of chanina by shila, k'sif chanina by shila. My time, what's the reason? Elim, Shimon Tzadik, was a tzadik. Haka osi b'chtarta. He broke into your house because he's not a tzadik. Right? So rather, Ela, Mishim dekim le b'gavoy derechim alei, because I know better me loves me, krachim av alabon, like a father loves a son, therefore he would never do anything to me. Tana Rabbana, and damim lo. Pesuk says he has blood. Therefore, if he has blood, then that means you're not allowed to kill him. That's on Chol or Shabbos. Ein lo damim, he has no blood. That means whether it's on during the week or it's on Shabbos, that you kill him even if it's on Shabbos. Bishlam ein lo damim, b'machol b'shabbos. It's like, I understand you have to teach me that if he has no damim, that we kill him. It's on Chol Shabbos, because I would have thought, it should be similar to Aruge Basin. The b'shabbos will continue, they don't kill him even though he's meant to be killed. The Tilina that we do kill over here, even on Shabbos. Ella damim lo, when you say he has blood, that we're not allowed to kill him. Be'machol be'mishabbos. Hashta b'cholo k'tilina. We're not allowed to kill him during the weekday. The b'shabbos be'bo. You have to tell me you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Of course not. We're talking about over here to teach that. Let's say you have this whole bunch of things as he's going in there. The tunnel caves in and falls upon him. His father is just cutting it over here. You're allowed to go and take it off of him. Meaning to say, not only are you not allowed to kill him, but you also have to save him, even in that type of situation. Right? You'd have to go and save him. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says vehuka, and that means that he, the one who was breaking over there, was struck, and he dies over there, and he has no dam, and everything's fine. But chol adam is that saying passively any person can go and kill him. Vameis, and he dies. That means with misa shadi chol misa, with any misa you can kill him with. Bishlam vehuka bechol adam mitzvah. In other this guy tunnels in, someone else can kill him, or if this guy's ain lo dam, it means he was willing to kill. Or I could hit him with a shoe, I could shoot him with the gun, I could chop him with the sword, I could knock him with my thumb, whatever it is, I want to go and kill him. Bishlam. You have to go and tell me that, because I would have thought Balabayas, who the kimlahu, the ain adamami not swallow. Only Balabayas can go out and kill this person because he's not gonna stand that his money's being taken, therefore he can go and kill him. But someone else wouldn't be able to go and do that for you. Kamash Balan the road, therefore it's coming to teach you that this guy who's Bamach Teres coming in the tunnel, he's a road dave, he's a pursuer, and the din is Vafil Achanami, someone else can go do it also. Elav Mace Bechol Mishta Yochala Miso, the din of he dies. So with any way you want, with your hand, with your thumb, with your foot, with your knees, with your gun, with your slingshot, whatever it is, why do I have to tell me that? I learned that from the din of Mirsech, Netanya. We learned that in Brayso, so we saw this earlier. Most humans tamakar otsechu. This person shall be put to death. He is a murderer. Only elav misa murabai. Only with the misa that I said about it, which is sayif, which is we chop off his head. If you're not able to kill him with the misa that's written by him, because the guy's running away or whatever it is, you can kill him any which way. Tamalor most yumas, which the tabalashan mikomakum in any way. So if that's the case, then why does the Torah have to say that he can be killed in any way? We know this already. And for the Gemara, no, you can't compare them. You know why? Because Shani Asa, in that case, by the murderer, the Ritzach, Tamar Krav, Mosi Mus, is a double Lashon over here. But by Mom Matthias, we don't have that. The Gemara, Ben Yimur Minei, let's sort it out from that case, you know, from this Ritzach over here. This guy can also be killed like that. No, we can't do that. Bishum Dahava, Ritzach, V'gol Adam, Shnei Suma Baim Gachat, the Ritzach, this murderer, the Goy Adam, the one who's avenging the blood. These are two psukim that come to teach us the same idea. That a murderer can be killed in any way. We don't learn it out to other places. Tanu Rabbanan. Everything we just learned about is somebody's breaking into your house by a tunnel. Machteres. Eliyahu Machteres. Gago. Chetzevik. Arfeifel. Menayin. I don't know if he breaks into the roof or the yard or the enclosure. It comes through a door, whatever it is that you can kill him. Tamud Lomar. Yimatze Agana. But the thief is discovered. Mikomakom. Which is any circumstance he found. Imkein. Matamud Lomar Machteres. Why'd you say that? Ebenezer. Rov Ganav. Mitzvah Machteres. Because most gun up in front of Machteres. It's just like the normal way that it's done. Rashi's coming with Suin and Regli and Lachtor. They go out and they were willing to go out into to tunnel to get him there. Tanya Idach, we have another verse that says Machteres, and the other Machteres. God could never give him a nine. I don't know. Tamil Lomer, you must say God of Mikobakam in any place that is. MK, my Tamil Lomer Machteres, Machteres to Zuhi Asraoso. Because the Torah is telling us that the tunneling of a burglar, this is in place of his warning. By the din of Machteres, you don't have to give him any Asra because the Torah itself is already giving him the warning over there. That itself is Asra. As Rashi points out, Ein Tarach Asra Acheres, Elo Hargo Miyad Kilm Mili. He came from the Tarach. He worked so hard. A Musa Nafshi was Musa Nefesh Lachtor. To go and do this, Adaita Dahachi Asa, Dikai Lapai Ketilne, Ketilne Le, Va'amar Torah, Kevin the Rodefu. But in the case if he comes to the Chatzar Gag or some other place, you're not allowed to kill him until you give him a Asra with Edom. You see, you know what's going to happen, and then you go and you can finally go and kill him. That's why it brings the different things. Let's say you have a katan who's a road dave. He's going running after someone to go and kill him. You can save that guy by killing the road dave. Kasavar, it must be that he holds Rodef Eino Tzar Chasra. Rodef doesn't need any Hasra. Lo Shtal Gadol, Lo Shtal Katan. I don't care if it's a Gadol or a Katan. Yeah, he goes, you can go and you kill him. Even though maybe he doesn't know any sort of halach is going on here. Esve Rav Chisal Rav Huna Yatsa Rosho Ein Nogimbo Lefiksha Ein Dochen Nefesh Bipnei Nefesh. Crazy situation. A woman's giving birth and the head comes out. And now what happens is we're in a situation where the baby is now like a rodef, right? It's either the baby or the mother. It's killing the baby over here, but you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother. You don't kill one in order to go ahead and to save another. Vamai, why not? Rodefu, this kid's a rodef. And therefore, you should be able to kill it. But what do we see from here? Come to Chayis, you're not allowed to kill him because he's a katan, and a katan can't be killed, even if he's going out throwing after someone to go and kill him. And that knocks off of Hun over here that he says that you go and you kill this katan for stopping him from killing someone else. Says, no, shiny hussam. Case by the baby is different. The mishmaya kabad filah. The mother is being, so to speak, chased after by heaven. It's being done by a case that not an active thing that's being happening over here, but there's like a kodboch who somebody, you know, is putting this there in place. So even if the rodef, who's a minor, can be killed, a baby can't be killed during childbirth in order to go out to save the mother. By the case of the baby, there's no like intent, anything going on. They don't even know what's happening. It's being thrown in by shamayim. So try to get the baby out, try to do whatever, but you can't kill the baby in order to save the mother. By the case of the katans running after them, they are doing something intentionally. Therefore, you go and kill them. It says, go and name him Misaile. Let's go bring a raya to this idea that a rodef can be killed without being warned. Rodef shay rodef echichavir l'hargo. If you have a rodef that's running after a rodef, rodef? You have a guy who's chasing someone else to go and kill him. Omer lo, we should go and do tell him, right? Someone goes and sees her, say, hey, she's Yisrael ben Brisu. This is a Yid, this is Ben Bris. Vatora Omer Shofich Dam, Ha'adam Beldam Dami Shofich. Someone goes ahead and he kills someone, he himself is going to be killed. Omer Torah Tzel Damo Shel Zeh, B'damo Shel Zeh. And he goes to say that the Torah says that save the blood of this one is being attacked by the, by, you know, by killing you. Therefore, I'm going to kill you unless you stop what you're doing. Oh, now, you really need the guy to say back, I hear what you're saying, and off of PK, and I'm still doing it anyway. And the fact that they didn't do such a thing must be that you actually don't need to have hasra, which goes like Rav Huna. So the another raya. He Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The time of the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chaver in Tzar Hasra. We're taking with the kibbutz of the Chaver, the guy who knows Halach over there. Fishal onet hasra el lahavchem bin shog lemeg. Is the whole purpose of hasra is just to make sure the person is doing it intentionally versus not intentionally, or not intentionally versus intentionally, and therefore you do it. But over here, you don't need that because never necessary for this person to be warned, because we're talking about a case of someone who actually knows what's going on. So Tashema, let's try again to knock off Rav Huna. It says that you don't need to have Asra. Clearly do, because Tashema, Rodev Shai, Rodev Echichavir Largo, this guy's running after to go and kill him. Omer lo, should tell him, the guy who sees him, should say, Rei Shisol ben Brisu, Vatar Omer Shofich Dam Ha'adam Dam Yidam Yishafich, Im Omer Yodea Anishu Ken, he says, I know that Pate's off the hook. I'm an ass kid and you'll say I'm doing it anyway, then Chayiv is going to be Chayiv, which is proving what? What do we see over here? That even a Rodef has to acknowledge what's going on over here and then goes against Rav Huna, what he says. And for the Gemara, no, Lo Tzricha, not necessarily, because Lo Tzricha, Dekai, Betray, Ivri, and Ar, we're talking about there's two different sides of a river. And you got one guy chasing another kill on one side of the river, and the other guy on the other side of the river is just watching it. The Lo Matzah Atzuli is not able to go and save anything. So the whole purpose of what he's trying to do over here is just to go ahead and to stop him from doing it. My Ika, what exactly is he able to do if he can't save him? The Bai Ituse Aisuye Lebedina. He wanted to bring him to Beis Din. And we know Bedina Bai Asra, you have to have Asra to bring somebody to Beis Din. And therefore, he has to give that type of Asra in order to do that. But in order to arrive, that they have to give Asra to persons who Rodef. He buy same another answer. Amar lecha Rav Huna, anod amri ketanim dechteres. I hold according to the Tanim dechteres. It says the Bar dechteres the Amar mechtarto zu Yisrael. So that itself is a hasra, and therefore he's agreeing. He's saying over here that a person is telling this in the warning because he's in the because he is a Rodef. Therefore, this Tanim must be agreeing with Rav Huna that a Rodef does not need any hasra. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great day.